Oasis Audio presents The Power of Suffering by John MacArthur. Read for you by Maurice England. Introduction. The atmosphere surrounding today's evangelical church, with its emphasis on easy believism and feel-good-about-yourself Christianity, has fostered an unbiblical attitude among believers toward the existence of suffering and persecution in their lives. In addition to the natural aversion to pain and difficulty, many Christians have acquired the notion that hardship should not even cross their paths. When various difficulties do come their way, they believe these difficulties are not from God. But this has not been the mindset of Christians from the earliest days of the church. An important example of how Christians in other eras dealt with persecution is the case of Martin Luther, the great Reformation leader of the 16th century. Even before the debates and controversies of the Reformation were fully underway, Luther was known for his faithfulness to the truth. The firmness with which Luther relied on the Holy Scriptures imparted great authority to his teaching, but other circumstances added still more to his strength. In him, every action of his life corresponded with his words. It was not that these discourses did not proceed merely from his lips. They had their source in his heart and were practiced in all his works. Luther's most well-known stand for truth happened in the spring of 1521. By then, he had already been excommunicated from the Roman Church and was known throughout most of Europe as the leading critic of the Church. Luther earnestly and persistently taught justification by faith alone and the supremacy of the Scripture.